Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We just want to welcome everyone. Tell all your friends and your neighbors about it, and share it out and like it for us to where we can get it out further. And we'll appreciate it. And we thank all the ones that's been praying for this ministry. We couldn't do it without you. Thank all the ones from all over the world for tuning in. We appreciate everyone, and we just want everyone to join in with us tonight as we lift up our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, he's worthy of all the praise and all the glory. He went to the cross and died on the cross for all of our sins, and he's worthy to be praised. I just want to say that I appreciate all the ones that have been praying for my cousin. She passed away, so just remember the Wooten family and the Ball family. I don't know if they've buried her yet or not. She lives in North Carolina, but I appreciate everyone's prayers. Just continue to pray for the family. Her sister's having a real hard time with it, so just remember this. And my cousin John, he's got COVID right now. He just got out of the hospital and then found out that he has COVID. So he's up in Ohio, so remember him. And a friend, Ann Hagen, that lives over here in Athens, has a daughter that is on hospice and needs a miracle. So remember her, and Ann, she needs a healing in her body also. And there's Jay and Dora really need God's move for them. Dora needs a miracle. And a guy named Mike Fitzgerald, he's needing healing in his body. Little Landon and so many others. Those came in earlier, so I just want everybody to be praying for all the needs of the people out there. And let's pray for one another and see God move. We're going to have Tim come around and, well, guess we can go ahead and get this caller in first because he's still working on some things. So, hold on just a minute. We're having a problem here getting things going this evening. We're not feeling too well. So, let me see. I'm getting on here. Bear with us a minute. 205, come on in and tell where you're at and who you are.
All right, Sister Betty.
Yes.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama. It's good to be back on here. I tell you what, we've been sick for a while.
Seems
like all of us have been sick, but you know, God's a deliverer. He's a healer.
Yes.
Glory to God. If we trust him and delight in God, I believe that he'll give us the desires of our heart, including
Health
and the ability to get up and do something else for God. Hallelujah. Tonight, we're just grateful to have the opportunity to come on and speak about the Lord Jesus and his grace, his mercy, his love, his goodness, his kindness, his long-suffering toward us, praise God, because he is the one that took my sins away. He's one that forgave me. His blood washed me clean. couldn't do it by myself, folks. You can't either. And why they, I don't understand a lot of stuff that goes on nowadays. They, people can go to church, but they don't want to praise God and tell them, he has helped me, he's done this, and he's done this.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. They just kind of sit there.
Right.
People, he could let everybody, everything has breath, praise the Lord.
Yes.
And now I don't want
Amen.
To praise God. I want to thank him for being good to me and my family. I want to thank him, praise God, that I got over this sickness. And I'm not still burning. I'm still coughing some and stuff like that. But I feel better. I'm not running fever and stuff. And he's been good to me. He's carried me through it. And praise God, his sister Betty's
praise
been sick. Them's been sick. But you know what? God's going to bring them through it. Because why? Because we trust and delight ourselves in the Lord. And glory to God.
Amen.
We're preaching that. We're going to come out of Psalms 37. If you got your Bibles on, you can be turning to it. And it tells you things you got to do, you know. Different things all the way down through it there about pleasing God, about how to get God to move for you and different things like that. And when we get down and study it and we do what the Word says, there's great gain that comes from that. When we go to church but we won't do nothing it said, why do you think God's got to move every time you get sick or every time sorrow comes your way or heartache visited you or bad sickness, anything? He don't visit you. You won't even do what he said. If we can't follow directions, it's going to be hard to get where we're trying to go. And that place is heaven. And here's what it says right here, glory to God. In Psalm 37 is where I'm going to start out. He said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Don't worry about what they're getting.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what they're getting, because what they're getting is temporary. What we get is forever. And when we keep that in our mind,
right.
We understand, I may not have the money they got. I may not have a yard full of motorcycles and boats, all this kind of stuff, but I got Jesus, I got salvation. That's what's going to move on. That's what gives you the hope to go on and face another day. Because I've got God. Everything's going to come out right at the end, because if I didn't have him, there's a lake of fire waiting for me to dive right into. And that's what they ought to know right now. Don't worry about what they get. Don't worry about what they got. Well, they don't do good, they get stuff. You getting it too, or you wouldn't be talking. You're still alive. He give you life. He give you peace in your soul because you know you're all right with God, praise the Lord. He said, for they, the ones that work at iniquity, they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. He says, here's the first one. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Now, glory to God, I ain't never went hungry. I'm out done without
Amen.
Food today. Most of the time I was fasting, though. And you think about that. I've never went hungry. I've never had all my cupboards bare and no way of getting food. I've got down to where we didn't know where it was coming from, and there'd be a box of food on the porch. You ain't told nobody
Amen.
God. And it shows up, praise the Lord. Because my God is delivered.
Right.
My God don't die. Every time. You ask no
question.
If you make it into heaven, hallelujah, God, if he was on time for it. His sisters thought he was 4 days late. But he got there right on time. And he said, Lazarus, come forward. And he come hobbling out of there, bound up in them grave clothes, loose him. Glory to God. That's what Jesus did. He loosed him from the hand of death and
Amen.
Brought him back to the life of the living. Glory to God. He can do that for
yeah.
us, too. It worked through the Bible, and it'll work today. But we got to do this one thing. Put in the Lord and said, do good. If we do good, the good that he said do, praise God, we're going to get blessed. We ain't got to worry. Hallelujah. Like a lot of people worry about everything going on. Oh, the government is so bad. This is so crooked. That over there ain't working right. Oh, me, oh, my. And I just say, Lord, take care of it. And protect us and shield us.
Amen.
Lord, you give us freedom, and they can't take it because the freedom's in the heart. It's not in what you go and do and what you get into. It's in your heart. It's where you're set free from sin. And glory to God, we need to understand that as Christians. We're free. And he said, who the Lord has set free,
Amen.
We're free indeed, glory to God. They can't
Amen.
Bind us with
Hallelujah.
Of this world. He said this,
right.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire
yes.
of thine heart. But now,
Amen.
He said, put all your heart to seeking God. Delight yourself in getting closer to Him. Delight yourself in the presence of all glory to God. Almighty God,
yes,
when it comes down into your life, and you know that you've been set free from the bondage of sin, and you're free, glory to God,
mm-hmm.
and you delight yourself in the salvation that Jesus brought to you. You seek Him out, and you find Him early, glory to God, because you want more and more
yes.
of
Amen.
The one who can do that for you. Because if He can do it for me, He can do it for my children. He can do it for my grandchildren.
Yes.
He can set this nation free. We're in a nation of hatred right now. They're out protesting for a bunch of murdering of, oh, glory to God, don't even get started. But they go out and kill, rape, pillage, murder, all this stuff, and these people are out protesting for them instead of the ones that got it done to them. I don't even understand that. That's evil rising up to back up evil if you want to know the truth. And that's exactly what it is. But if we divide ourselves in the Lord, we wouldn't worry about that stuff. Conflicts like that, that's for somewhere else there. And why are you bringing it to us? We're not in that fight. That's for them, for their own lives, is what Israel's fighting for. They're shooting rockets at them every day, but they're supposed to sit and take it. And the others is right, because they're Palestinians. I don't care what you call them. Evil's evil. You're shooting rockets at me. I got a gun. I'm shooting back. Everybody would. The United States would. Any place in the world will. If you're getting shot at, you're going to eventually shoot back. And when they did, oh, they need to quit. Oh, they need to quit. Why? They're getting shot at every day. But see, you don't delight yourself in God. You're not thinking what's right and wrong. It's just what you've been taught, what you've been told, all this stuff. But you know what? I'm telling you about something that's greater than the conflicts of the world. I'm telling you about one that brought peace to this earth, the peace in our hearts, the peace in our minds, the peace in our soul, and only Jesus Christ can bring it to you tonight. He can bring it to you, but you got to delight yourself in the Lord. You got to seek Him out and want Him more than anything else. Because when you do, I praise God, something happens within you. Hallelujah. And you get a hunger for God. You'll get a thirst for righteousness. You'll want
Amen.
To be holy. Because He's holy. If He lives in you and through you, and they say you can't live perfect, they're a liar. Because Jesus lives through you. You can live perfect if you'll let Him loose in you. Let Him
Amen.
Be with you. You can live perfect. Glory to God. He says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. That's the desires of your heart. What do you long for more than anything else? I long to know my name is written down in heaven, and it'll never be erased. And when I get there, my name's on the ledger, and He'll say, welcome in, my good and faithful servant. That's what
Praise
I long
God.
For. I got people
yes.
that's went on the heaven. Glory to God that I long to see again. I want to stand up and be able to praise God throughout the ages and thank Him for everything He's done.
Amen.
And so forth. And we got others, they can go to church,
God.
Cross their arms, sit there and never say a word.
Come on.
I got nothing to thank you for. He ain't done nothing for me this week, but you're alive. You're well. You've been fed. You got a place to
That's
sleep.
God.
You got clothes to wear, but you got nothing to thank
God.
You for. And that's what it looks like.
Come on.
And glory to God, it says it. If we just commit our way unto Him, in other words, live what this Bible says. It's not hard to do. You just follow. You got a direction book that will carry you straight into the kingdom of God. All you got to do is believe and just trust and seek Him out and delight yourself in God and then commit your ways unto Him, and you've got it made because you're doing what God said, not what the world said, not what our government said, not what the people around us say, but what God said, and you know you're right every time you do it. Glory to God. He said, He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. And here's another
Amen.
One. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Quit worrying about him.
Man.
It used to bother me when I was young. And I was on the verge of coming to God, but I hadn't got there yet, you know. And I'd look around, and I knew people that were bootleggers and dope dealers and all this. And, boy, they had money. They had stuff. And glory to God. I remember one fella had a nice Corvette and a big truck and nice all this stuff, but he was a dope dealer. And then one day I looked up and all his stuff was gone. And what happened? And they busted him. All that stuff wasn't his no more. It was gone. He was in prison. And it happens. They may prosper for a little while in wickedness, but wickedness will catch up with you. But so will God.
Amen.
When you get preserved in him, he catches up with you too. And his blessings get multiplied. And you can look out around you, glory to God. Whew. I get tickled sometimes thinking how foolish this world is that they're running and just killing each other, stealing anything they can.
Amen.
To get the stuff of the world. And when they get it,
amen,
they still ain't got nothing. They got no peace. They're worried about the law catching them. They're running to and fro. They're hiding here and hiding there. Keep the law from catching up with them. And then they go out and steal some more. And people, that ain't happiness. That's not joy. That's not peace. And it sure don't show no
love. No.
He says this.
Amen.
Cease from anger. Can you cease from your anger and forsake wrath? Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but I think of all the protests I've seen in the last few years. And the ones that was out destroying stuff and burning stuff and all that, they ain't done nothing to them. So they're telling them it's okay to do that. But I'm going to tell you something. The law says it's not okay, but you got people in office that says it is, and they're crooked. They got to be crooked to back up thieves and robbers and people that molest kids and stuff and turn them back on the streets to us, and we're the ones suffering for it. But when we do what God said, you know what? He said, glory to God. That judge, he don't just hold a sword in vain. He's going to punish them. Well, if they don't get it here, they're going to get it there. And it wouldn't be better if we learned them that wrong is wrong here and we're not to worry about when they stand before God.
Amen.
If they learn how to live for God now, they won't have to worry about standing there and hearing him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity.
Amen.
Oh, is that too hard? Is that too hard for somebody out there? If it is, you need to get your head in this Bible. You need to get your heart on God. You need to fasten his way to make it your way of living and looking at things. Glory to God. I understand sometimes what they're protesting about. That's the sad thing. I understand some of it. It don't make it right. It makes it still wrong. If you go out peacefully and do something, that's one thing. When you're burning cities, breaking into stores, stealing everything in it, ain't got nothing to do with your protest. That's with your greed. That's with your lust for the world. That's all that's got. But praise God, we have got a better way of living. We got a way of living where I don't want to hurt somebody. If you disagree with me, okay, we'll disagree. But praise God, I'm going to serve God. You serve who you want. But I'm going to serve God. I'm going to try to talk you into coming to know who Jesus is, where we can serve God together. Because praise God, you can't talk me into going out and hurting people or stealing from them or nothing like that, because that's not the ways of the Lord. I'm just putting it plain to you.
Amen.
I feel like it's the truth. It's
amen.
Evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord,
amen,
they shall inherit the earth. So all this
yes
stuff they're fighting, I must give you a little hint, right? All the things that they're fighting for, stealing and killing and hurting people and all this stuff they're doing, they don't get anything for that. We get the earth. We inherit the earth. The people of God inherit all things. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So what they're trying to achieve, we achieve it by living for God. I'm achieving it.
Amen.
I'm going to have this. I'm going to be a joint heir with Jesus. But praise God, I don't want nothing else.
Praise God.
I don't have to have it while I'm here, because I'll have it all when I'm there. And that's what it's about. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. What? Let me read that again. But for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt deliver his place, and it shall not be. The wicked will be cut off from this earth, Lord God. There's a little parable in the Bible, and I thought I'd throw this in here. It's called the parable of the tares and the wheat. Y'all remember that probably. Said that good man went out and he sowed his fields of wheat. And said they looked, his people were looking, and tares was growing up among the wheat. And they went to him and said, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? He said, yes, I did. They said, well, whence has it tares then? He said, the enemy's come in and sowed dead in there. That's the devil that's sowing all this discord in America, sowing all this hatred in us. Oh, if you look like me, you're bad. If you're white, you're bad. If you're this, you're bad. If you're that, you're bad.
Come on.
Don't make us bad. Make us different. Makes us love one another better because we can overlook the differences and have love in our heart one for another. That makes you a child of God, see? That's what we got to have.
Amen.
Glory to God. If they're going to be completely shut out, and it says, but the next verse says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Of peace. And everybody, any of these big-time people, Mother Teresa, all them, and they say, what is your one prayer that you want to see? Peace on earth. Peace on earth. The only way you can have peace is to come to the one true God. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him free you from all the anger, the malice, the rage, the I've been done wrong all my life, all that self-pity and stuff, because he's never done you wrong. He'll never throw you away. He'll never say, there's no way you can be saved. If you'll come humble heart before the Lord and say, Lord, please forgive me. I want to live in that peace that we're talking about. I want to inherit that from you, God. I want the peace in my life like I see some of these Christians have out here. These true Christians, these faithful believers, I want to have peace like they got, God. Do you think he's going to say, nah, I throw you away? He said, come to the Lord and he will abundantly pardon. Because he will forgive you. Tonight he wants to
Amen.
Forgive you. He's seeking out such as will be saved right now. Because we're truly, I think, and you look around the world, we're in the last days. Things are winding up. Things are getting so, time's moving so fast, I can't tell one season from another, are they? And that's what it's about. But I'm going to skip down to 23. And it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighted in his
Amen.
Way. If God delight, if he guides your steps everywhere you go and what you do, you'll delight in the way that he chose for you. It'll be so happy.
Amen.
You got a smile on your face when everybody else is going around sad, all down and out. What's wrong? Oh, this is empty. My job's playing out. This is going wrong. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. But you take a man that knows God, he knows God's going to provide for him. Glory to God. And he said, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You see, I ain't got to worry about falling down. Because if I do, I got somebody that's reaching down for him. If I get a hold of his hand, he's going to help me back up again. It ain't all just James Miles trying to do this. I got the Lord as my helper. He's on my side. Glory to God. Why? Because I'm on his side. I don't want to give up. I don't want to quit. I don't want to stop. I don't want to shut up. I don't want to be still. I want to go forward. I want to get more. I want to be more like him. Glory to God each and every day. Praise God. He said, I've been young and now I'm old. Now I can say that right now. And yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Think about that for a minute.
Amen.
I've been to places where I didn't know where the food was coming from, and God could deliver it. It would be on my doorstep. No idea how it got there, nothing else. Didn't tell nobody about just praying to God, and food come. That's just God's hand working. And he works behind the scenes. When we can't see him working for us, he's working for us. He's providing for us. Glory to God each and every day. What you need, he already knows about that. Hallelujah. So when you pray, quit hollering, Lord, I need. And say, Lord, thank you. Praise you, God, thank you. I trust you for this, Lord. I delight myself in your ways, God. I want to walk in the righteousness and the holiness that you've set before me, God. And when you do, your garner gets full again. Your barn starts filling up because God will bless you. Bless you and bless you, people. Glory to God. But sit down on
Amen.
Step up. Don't you mention his name. Don't you go out and witness. Don't you testify.
No.
Sit in church with orange cross. Glory to God. And then wonder why your blessings don't come like they used to. when you first got saved, when you was on fire for God. You got to be on fire a little bit for God, because he's still working the miracles today that he worked back in the Bible days. He said, he is ever merciful and lending, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. See, we talk about eternal life here, and I don't know how many of you know it, but you remember a few, 20 years back, maybe 15, they would freeze in their body. That science would come up with a way of thawing them out, curing them of whatever disease they died of, and they could live again. Well, praise God. I got a quicker, easier method. Trust Jesus Christ. Come to him. Ask him to forgive you today. And glory to God. When you pass out of this body, you got another waiting on you. A heavenly body that won't be sick, won't die, won't hurt, won't feel pain. Glory to God throughout all eternity. And we can live forever. That's what God
wants. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous
Amen.
Shall get the land and dwell therein. How long reckon he said there? Let me read it. Forever. We're going to inherit the land. There's a new earth coming. When all sin, all the workings of man is all melted away. He said, even the elements will melt with fervent heat. He's coming down, and he's going to take vengeance on all these people out here doing all this rioting, killing, and pushing people in front of subways, walk down the street, just drive back, hit some lady in the face for no reason, all this stuff that's going on, and we'll say, well, they're mentally crazy. Yeah. But if they are locked up, they don't need to be out killing and hurting people. Put them where they belong. Glory to God. Don't take a genius to know that, does it? I'm an old country boy, but I remember when they used to be asylums, and they used to put them in there, not for them, and put them in for their safety and the safety of the people outside, too. But we can't do that anymore. Why not? If it made sense then, it makes more sense today, because we're seeing people get killed, seeing them be pushed in front of subway trains, beat down in the streets for no apparent reason. Watched them the other day, two little boys walked up, pulled a store front open, and just shot 4, 5, 6 times in there and took off running. What for? What'd they get out of that? Nothing. If they kill 2 or 3, if they catch them, they're going to prison the rest of their life, and they ain't got no life then. And you go to murdering people, he said, no murderer inherit the kingdom of God, so you're just risking eternity that you'll never get back. And when you go to play in that game, people, hey, some things going to go wrong in you. Hallelujah. Glory, I got something I want to go to. It kind of goes in what I was reading. And it comes out of James, the 4th chapter. I told Sister Betty I may be alive. I ain't got to preach now. Last Sunday I was sick, I couldn't go to church. So I haven't got to preach, so y'all just sit down. Y'all just sit down and get rested somewhere. Because I feel a fire burning. Glory to God.
Right, God.
Chapter 4, start verse 4. It says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore to be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now, you can seek this worldly garbage. You can seek to get rich and live in a palace and have boats and jet skis and motorcycles and planes and all this stuff. Oh, yeah, a lot of the big-time preachers got 3 or 4 jets and traveling limousines, but they don't get them nowhere. What's going to get them
nowhere?
How much Jesus do you have? How much of the Lord do you have in your heart? How much of your life does God get to run? Does he run your bank account? Or you just pile the money up? Because that's what God counts to you. They sit up there in the big, huge churches, all kind of money, private planes, everything else, security around them 24-7, and holler, send us your money. Send us your money. We need to take up and help these people. And he's sitting there, a multi-millionaire, won't give a dollar. Think about that.
No.
How's that right? But in the eyes of God, it's not. But in the eyes of them, it's perfect. It works good for them. It goes on and says this. Do you think that the scripture saying in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? If we see somebody get more than us, that's what we're talking about over there. Earlier chapter. You see them getting a bunch of stuff together, They're not living for God. How come they're getting all it? You're envying what they got. You should be envying what I got. You understand what I'm saying tonight? If you've got Jesus, they envy what you got. Because you're at peace when you lay your head on the pillow at night. You don't lay there and say, Lord God, if I was to die, I wonder if I'd go to hell. Or would I make it to heaven? I don't know. You got to lay down knowing that you know that Jesus Christ is your Savior. That you've got safety and security in the arms of Jesus that will carry you throughout all eternity. And praise God, I got something that they long to have. Them rich, rich, rich people, billionaires, hundreds of billions of dollars and stuff, they desire to be where I'm at. And you say, they don't want to be a little poor preacher. No, but they desire to know that they're okay for the future. They desire to know, I've finally got enough. I can just keep making rent. I don't have to worry about investing. I don't have to worry about them stealing it. I don't have to worry about getting robbed. I'm okay. Well, that's what God gave me. I'm okay, folks. I'm okay with God. And he knows I'm his. And I know he's mine. And there ain't no greater gift, no greater treasure ever been given to any man anywhere than Jesus Christ and the love of the Lord in your life. They can't nobody satisfy you like Jesus can. Can't nobody make you feel like he does. I glory to God. You get that unction of the Spirit on you. And there's something runs through you. It's like electricity running through your body. And knowing God, it's his Spirit rising up within you to let you know you're okay with him. To let you know you're pleasing God. And you're doing what's right in his sight. And that right there is worth more than all the money in the world. Glory to God. He said this. He gives more grace. Wherefore he says, God resisteth the proud, giveth grace unto the humble. You can't come to God thinking you're all that in a bag of chips. Just because you may have a little men's respect on your life because you've made something of yourself. Maybe you're the district attorney or you're the judge or you're a state representative or something like that. It don't matter what you are. It matters what you are in God. What you are with Jesus, that's the only thing that's going to matter in the end. What are you with God? And does he know you? Does he know who you are? Are you his child? Are you blood bought? Glory to God, sanctified and sealed up by the Spirit of the living God. Are you the one that he says you're my child and I watch over you? I'm your father. Glory to God. And I will keep you unto the end of the world. Are you one of them? If not, friend, you don't know what you're missing. You don't know what you're missing. And this is what it says right now. Don't you listen closely. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Then it says, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. But see what?
Amen.
They love to say that. They love to preach that last part. I've heard the church many times. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. No, you got to do that first part first. You got to submit yourself.
Amen.
God, here I am.
Yes, you do.
I'm not bringing nothing special to the table, God. I'm not doing anything extraordinary. I'm asking you to forgive me and come into my life. I'm asking you to let me follow you. Lord God, wherever you pick your foot up from, I want to put my foot down there. I want to follow in your footsteps. I want to be one that they can see Jesus in. I want to be one that preaches hope and peace and joy and love to the world and not anger and malice and wrath and tearing up stuff and tearing down stuff. We ought to build up the holy name of Jesus around the world. They got people hate us because we don't believe every little thing they believe. I don't hate them because they don't believe like I do. That's the difference. I don't hate them because they don't believe in Jesus. I pray for them because they don't believe in Jesus. But they won't kill me because I don't believe like they do. Now you tell me which is God. Is it God that has mercy and love and compassion upon the lost? Or is it God who said, go kill them if they don't believe like you? Now, which one do you think is God? Because it would have been so easy for God in the beginning to make man in his image and say, I put within you a love of God above all things. If he said it, it would have been done. It would be there. But he gives that choice to me and you. We can live our lives like the devil. We can go out and try everything in the world to have a little fun. We can, well, I enjoy this and I enjoy that. But enjoying it, the world will kill your soul, and you'll die lost one day. And you'll be so miserable in that lake of fire, complaining, and the fallen angels will be in there with you. They're going to torment you forever and ever. And there is no escape. But praise God. God loves you. And he really just wants you to come to him.
Yes,
and let him show you his love. Glory to God. The Bible says, oh, taste the Lord and see that he's good. Why don't you try him one time? Why don't you give up what you're doing and just turn to Jesus and just try him for a season? I'll guarantee you, if you truly give your heart to God, you'll never want it back again. You'll try to get
Amen.
Him. You'll try to serve him in a greater way. You'll say, Lord, I ain't nothing. Never have been. But I met you. And dear God, now I feel like I'm a child of the kings. I feel like, God, I've got all things. They're in my control. They're in my hands. If I want my life to be good, I can make it good in you, Lord. If I want it evil, I have to throw you down, and I'm not going to do that. That's what we got to do. We got to get back to that compassion of God on us. He said, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
Amen.
Boy, it's getting good there, ain't it? Purify your hearts. How do you do that, brother? How can I purify my heart once and for all? Give it to the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what the Bible said.
Yeah.
He said, the day you seek me with your whole heart, that's the day you'll find.
Hallelujah.
You can't come half-hearted to God. You can't come in there and say, well, I'm going to give my tithes. I'm going to go to church and set the church. But I ain't doing all this getting up and honoring and praising God and all that. If he said praise him, you need to praise him. If he said come into my court with a loud noise, that means a shout, don't it? If he said play the music, no, that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to rejoice in God and not in the things of the world. And he said, you seek God. Oh, glory. If you seek the kingdom of God and seek him first, all the things else in this world be added to you anyway. And we ain't even got sense enough to know that. It has to be taught to us by the Spirit of God that everything he's got, he got it for us. Everything he's put here was put here for us.
Amen.
Glory to God, to make life easier, to make things better. And glory to God, now they want to do away with this, do away with that. Well, take your refrigerator, take your air conditioner, take your cars, take it. They don't make sense. God give them to us. How come they got the right to take them? Y'all think about that when you vote next time, maybe. Said this, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. What you talking about? When you come to seek God, they better be some tears falling out of my eyes, or you're not seeking him with your whole heart. When you come to God, you're recognizing you're a sinner. You're recognizing you're lost and undone without Jesus. You're coming there to seek the salvation of God, to seek the mercy of God in your soul. And glory to God, when you come, you got to come giving your all to Jesus, because he gave everything he had on Calvary's cross for me. When he didn't stop there for him, everybody said, oh, what he done on Calvary was marvelous for us, shedding his blood that we might be forgiven. He didn't stop there. No. He rose from the dead and conquered hell and death and went
Amen.
And took the keys away from Satan and told him, said, big boy, you're just renting. I own it all. Give me the keys. And took them from him and unlocked death and hell for those, hallelujah, God, that trusted Jesus
Amen.
And come to see him as their Savior, to lean on him and not their own understanding, but to come humbly before the Lord. And it says this,
Amen.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. And you say,
yes.
I'm a great man, and it's kind of hard for me just to humble down all the time. I got news for you. If you'll humble down before God, he'll be the one to lift you up. He'll make you somebody in God. And you may not be the preacher. You might not be the deacon. You might not be a Sunday school teacher, but praise God, you got a job in the body of Christ. Every one of us does, to go out and spread the gospel. To tell people about Jesus, to warn them about this, glory to God. But see, before you can do all these things I just read, you got to go back and do what it said before. You got to fret not yourself because of evildoers. You got to trust in the Lord. You got to delight thyself in the Lord. You got to commit thy way.
Amen.
Oh, glory, unto the Lord and trust. And it could rest in the Lord. When you've done all you know to do, you can rest in the Lord. You can stand there and know that you're all right, but praise God, when they come against you, well, I've had them come against me at work. I've had them come against me when I was knocking doors and tell me off, cuss me, everything else. But I rest in the Lord, knowing I'm doing what's right and they're doing what's wrong. But maybe what I said will touch their heart later. And it said, glory to God, cease from anger. I could get mad. I've had a temper all my life. But you know what happened to it? Just like that, I lost most of that temper. I didn't say I didn't still get angry. But I will not sin. I'm not going to fight back. Now, don't hit me but one or once or twice, please, because I'm afraid I would lose my temper. Because I'm old, and sometimes you'll get mad. So what I'm saying is, you got to know your limitations. Our limitations is about this big, but God's are from here to eternity. He can take the stuff away from us that's hindered us all our life. Let's say you got a, I know what I'm speaking of here. I'm speaking from experience, folks, I'm telling you right out front, I'm not going to lie. I know what it's like to be tied up with drugs, in drugs, whooped by drugs, wanting and lusting after drugs all the time. I know what it's like for 6.5 years to drink alcohol every day for 6.5 years. And I also know what it's like to get your life broken and go up in the woods and get down and pray to God and His Spirit come down and set you free from every bit of it one time. Just like that. Never come back. Never tempted me again. Never tried me anymore. The drugs didn't have no hold on me anymore. The alcohol, I can smell it. I get sick. Well, reckon who did that? Was it me? No. I wasn't big enough. I tried it on my own. Lasted about 2 or 3 days and we got back the same boat. But I got out of that boat and got in the ship with Jesus. And that old ship was Zion. That headed home, glory to God, one day. Hallelujah. They had a ticket for that ship. And I'm going to ride all the way to the shore, folks. I'm going to get off and sink my feet down in the sands of time. Because there won't be nothing matter. Nothing that day will go on forever and ever. He said there won't be no night there. Glory to God, what am I worried about then? But I want to go back and read a little off Psalm 34. Just to show you how God loves us, I wanted to read this.
Amen.
It says the first verse, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. I ain't got nothing
Amen.
Else to praise. I can't praise me. If you trust me, you're going to fall. Because every human is subject to fall. And the only way I can get back up is through God's hand reaches down and gets me and picks me back up again.
Amen.
But you know what? If I let Him live through me, I'm not going to fall anymore. I learned that little trick. If you let God lead His life through you, then glory to God, you don't have to worry about failing. And it said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble
Amen.
Shall hear thereof and be glad. They'll say, there's another one that knows the Lord. There's another one. He's bragging on God. His soul is boasting in the Lord and saying what God's done for him. He's saying what he's done for God. He's saying what God's done for him. He's humble. He's got down before God, and he understands finally, it ain't nothing of me. It's all of thee. Glory to God. Because that's how a Christian lives. He don't live with that. Going to church and saying, watch this. I can do this. I can bring a crowd in. Watch this. I'll get people to
come.
You can't do nothing of yourself, period. If it's not in God, it won't get done. That's a simple fact. You magnify yourself, you're doing wrong. You magnify God, you get blessed for it. And here's what the
Amen.
Next verse says. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name with me. I seek people to praise God with me. I want people to come and just give God the glory for everything He's done in their life, for supplying to their needs over and over and over, for healing them every time they get sick, they get well, and can go on. That's God. That's because He loves you. He don't owe you nothing. He made the world. He died on Calvary. He got the keys of death and hell. He's done anything you can even think of asking. He shed His blood that you could be washed by, and no sin appear ever again if you don't go sin no more. And why would we not magnify the Lord again and give Him the praise that He deserves? Because we get to praise
Amen.
Ourselves. I can't even reach back there to pat my own back. I can't even reach it. So if I get any back patting, I want it to be done by God. I want Him to say, I'm well pleased. I thank You.
Amen.
Standing for me. One day that's all that's going to count. It don't matter if you stand before God. It's what you've done. It's how you've worshiped. It's how you've lived. It's how you've taught others. It's how you've helped people. Glory to God. All that rest of that garbage ain't going to amount to nothing. He said, I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I praise God.
Amen.
That ain't enough for a Christian to get a little shout on when he goes to church, when you walk in there and you ain't afraid of nothing. The world ain't got nothing that scares you no more. All the Bible says, don't fear them that can kill the body, because they can't cast the soul into hell. Fear the one that can kill the body and cast the soul into hell. That's God. If we fear God and worship him with love and truth in our heart and a fear of his righteous indignation, if we do wrong, glory to God, we're going to make it in. We're going to walk streets of gold. We're going to go through a gate of pure pearl. Glory to God. That's worth the trip, friend. Glory to God.
Amen.
They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Glory to God. So this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. I'm the man.
Amen.
Let me get this out. I'm
praise
the man.
God.
I'm the man. This is wrote about. That's me. I'm the one that cried to God. And friend, he didn't have to come down to me. He didn't have to have mercy on me. He didn't have to accept me. He didn't have to cleanse me up. He didn't have to take all that stuff away from me and keep it out of my life and not let me be hindered with it no more. He didn't have to call me to preach. He didn't have to call me to do anything. Glory to God. But he did. Because he loved me. He saved me from everything that was destroying my life and had me on a road to hell wide open. And he put the marks on. And he stopped me in my tracks. And he let me know that he loved me. I felt him come on me up here in these woods. I never felt nothing like that. I'm a snow country boy from Detroit, Alabama. This is out in the country, 14 miles near town. And I can tell you this. When he did come down, I could feel him. I knew it was him. I recognized him. You said, how'd you recognize him? I said, you just know. When you feel God come into your heart, you know it's God. You can tell it's God. He lets you feel that it's God. He gives you a glory to God, a sense of peace like you've never known. You feel the weight of sin come off. It's the only way I can say it. Glory to God. But he's so real. He's so understanding, so merciful, that when we turn that away, you're turning away everything that this life has truly got to offer you. Glory to God. He said, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see. Here it is. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him.
Amen.
Trust goes along with faith, don't it? Because before you can trust God, you got to believe that God is. And that he's the order that you're seeking. But then you start trusting for your salvation, for your mercy. You trust him for your forgiveness. You trust him that he can lead you into a path of righteousness for his name's sake. It ain't for us. It's for his name's sake, glory to God. That's what the word of God says. When we walk in righteousness, it's not to glorify us, but it's to glorify God. It's to glorify the Father. It's to glorify Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. And glory to God. Why can we not get that through our minds? There's too many who want to glorify themselves, but they don't never want to give God glory.
Amen.
Said,
come on.
That, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there's no want to them that fear him. And
amen.
My uncle's gone. He passed away. He was a preacher. And I was telling him about fearing the Lord. And he said, that's propped up. He said, well, I don't fear God. He loves me. I just flipped over Proverbs real quick. I said, according to this, you're not real bright. He said, what? He's older than me and everything. He said, what? I said, right here it says you're not real bright. You don't read it? I handed it to him and said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you didn't have no wisdom, how smart are you? And me and him had a good time with that. But there's always, in this Bible, tells you different things glory to God, that seems to go over our head until we learn who Jesus is. Learn who
Amen.
Jesus. He said, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want, listen to this, any good thing. How about that? We think these people that's rich, enjoying so much scrump, just more stuff than us, well, what we get is country food. And it's 10 times better than what they got. You ever tried to eat any of them green beans they get? Bring, you got a little string around the middle of them, and they're hard to rot. Can't. My mama knows how to cook them. There's grease in there, and when they get done, they're good.
Yeah.
And they're good. And that's what I like. I like that cheap food, that good food that mama makes, that we've raised up on in the country. Praise God. And you can't beat it. Well, you can't beat what God feeds you either. Glory to God. He feeds you something that carry your soul into the dirt. He feeds you something that you don't hunger again for. You just hunger and thirst for righteousness. But he said, them that are shall be filled, glory to God. So you just
Amen.
Keep hungering for that, and he'll fill you up. He'll make your table cave in with the stuff he puts over for you. He said, come, you children, hearken unto me. I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? That's all of us, isn't it? Is that what we want? Think about this. I desire life and loveth many days. I want to live and I see good. Well, he said, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile.
Amen.
I can say all kinds of things about the president. I can say all things about the governors. I can say all things about my neighbors. I can say all things about the people who go to church and glory to God. And you know what?
Amen.
But if I show them love, I might win a soul. If they show you
Amen.
Love, you know how you kind of melt before that. It takes the fight out of you, in other words. And glory to God. These people right now, all they study is fighting and fussing. You got churches that turn mm-hmm. apart because they're getting a different color carpet in the floor. What's the carpet got to do with God? We're going to cover the seats, but this time we're going in this teal blue. And they, oh, no, I can't stand that color. I'll leave if you do that. People, that's not nothing to do with God. And yet, that's what happens. They get to arguing about something. They don't know when to quit. They let their mouth get started, and they can't seem to stop it. But glory to God. You see, when we get to talking evil of each other, we're actually speaking evil of God. We're made in the image of God, every one of us.
Yeah.
He said, we're fearfully, wonderfully made. Ain't no room for us to talk evil of each other. And I think that right there is the best one I believe I've read. Is just keep your tongue from evil. Shut up.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Shut up if you ain't got nothing good to say. Depart
Amen.
From it and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes
Amen.
Of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Now, who'd he say? Did he say, everybody calls out on me, every sinner that prays, I'm listening to their prayers? Is that what God said right there? Because I had a man one time, another preacher, come against me because I told what it said in the Bible, that he wasn't listening to sinners' prayers until they repent and put a repentant prayer in. And, oh, it offended somebody, you know, or something. He said, I need to apologize for that. I need to, everybody heard what you're talking to. When he got done, I said, no. I'm not apologizing for what the Word of God says. I'm
Amen.
Sorry if you can't get it right. But the Word of God is the Word of God. It's not the Word of James. It's not the Word of the Baptist. It's not the Word of the Pentecost. It's not the Word of the Church of God. It's not the Word of the Church of Christ. It's not the Word of the Catholic. It's the Word of God. And that's what we must go by. Praise God. That's the way it is. I love it. But if there's hope to his cry, our cries are just the righteous only. It says this in the next verse. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Glory to God. He don't look down with favor on somebody that's doing evil, knowing they're doing evil out here. They go out and mock people. They go out and just raise Cain, tear stuff up, steal stuff, do all these things. That's evil. I don't care what
Amen.
You call it. Evil. Anything that's not good is evil. Think about it. If
Amen.
I go out here slap some little kid down because they're in my way. Is that not evil? Should I not go to jail?
Amen.
If today they can arrest the kid, and if the judge don't want to, he can give them a month or two and turn them loose. It's been done over and over and over. So evil is beginning to be what people are calling good. The Bible said in the last days, what would happen that they'd call good evil and evil good. Well, look around. We're there. You need to get scared tonight. If you don't know God, you need to get really scared. If you don't know for certain that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, right now you need to understand. You may not have time to get it there if you don't start tonight. If you don't say, Lord, I want that forgiveness. I want to feel what he felt up in the woods of there. I want to feel like every weight on me has been taken off and that my heart has just been completely changed. It don't even want the things it used to want. And then I'll know I have you, Lord. But that's what it's about. It's the righteous cry. Here you go, the righteous cry. They cry,
amen,
and the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all their trouble. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and save his such as be of a contrite spirit. Now see,
amen.
The contrite spirit, I'd look at it up a little bit some one time. It's a repentative or a sorrowful spirit.
Yeah.
You're sorry for what you've done. You're sorry for your failures to God. You're sorry for your failures maybe to your family by being a sinner and not being the husband or the daddy or the wife or the mother that you should be, the brother or sister, uncle or aunt, whatever it may be. But you're sorrowful for it. And when you come to God and seek his forgiveness, he sees that heart. He knows who you are. And he comes down in mercy.
Yeah.
Brings peace back in our lives. Glory to God.
Amen.
I just said many, listen to this, many are the afflictions of the righteous. What?
Yes.
What did you say, brother? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. We're going to go through some things, but let's read the rest of it.
Amen.
But the Lord delivereth them out of them all.
Amen. They're
common amongst men. The sickness, the sorrow, family turning against all the different things, people being mean to all of us. That's common. That happens everywhere to everybody. Don't think you're special. Don't think it's something new that's just happening to you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but we have Jesus. We've got Jesus. And he said, the Lord delivered them of them all. Not one can stick to your soul. Not one can drag you to hell. Not one can torment you all the days of your life. Because praise God, we've got a deliverer named Jesus Christ, the righteous, the Holy One of Israel, that can come down and take that thing away from us that's tormenting us. Ain't that what you want? Do you want peace in your life? Then you need Jesus. Do you want joy to come back in your life? Then you need Jesus. You want your family to be a family of love again, like it used to be when you first got married or first had children. Then you need Jesus.
Amen.
Not just one of you, both of you. Because we got people right now, they're arguing and fussing over little things out in the house and got where they can't even hardly stand to be in the same room together. And that's a husband and wife that declared they love each other till death do them part. And now they're thinking, well, if I kill her, we'll be parted. If I kill him, he'll be part. That's what's going on in America. That's what's going on around the world. But it's been happening for years and years and years. But see, the ones that come back to God, the ones that come back home to Jesus, glory to God, he's sitting there waiting on you, arms wide open, hallelujah, just like the prodigal son. When you come back to Jesus, he'll come running to you. He'll fall on you. He'll accept you. He'll forgive you. He'll clean you up. He'll take that anger, that malice, that hatred out of you and put love in your heart that you can be called a child of God. Because without it, you can't be. I know.
Amen.
So, here's where he talked about Jesus. He said, he keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. We're going to be fed. We're going to be cared for. We're going to be loved. There's a place What did Jesus go away for? Does anybody remember the scriptures? He said, if I go away, I go away to prepare a place for you that I can come again and receive you unto myself, that where
Amen.
I am, there you may be also. But how are you going to get in, friend, if you're living that same old life, that misery, that anger, that madness, the drugs has got you, the alcohol's got you, your temper's got you, your wife makes you so mad you can't stand it, so you have to go to the bar. She gets up and gets mad and leaves you with the kids, and she goes to her sister's house and stays a week. Y'all still living in that mess? Anytime you fix it, and I'll tell you where to fix it. Easy to find. They're about middle ways of your legs. Mm-hmm. They're called knees. And if you'll get on your knees and cry out to God, really, with your whole heart, cry out, God will come and he can fix your marriage. He can fix your life. Mm-hmm. He can fix your temper. He can fix your soul. He can fix your mind. He can set your sights on mm-hmm. things above and not on things below. Hallelujah, God. Mm-hmm. He's a merciful and loving God. And throughout all eternity, mm-hmm. he's had one thing in mind, and that is to save our soul, that we can come home and be with the one that sent us down here. We need to go home. He said, it's not my will that not one would perish, but that all would come to repentance. Now, I'm just a preacher that's stupid enough to still believe that there's people out there that's hungry for God. I believe that you're tired of living in a sin trap. You say, what are you talking about, a sin trap? The sin has you trapped. You can't escape. You can't find your way out. Misery and longing for good days is always in your mind and your heart. And I'm just trying to tell you where to find them. If you'll seek Jesus tonight, you won't have to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, take care of yourself, because he'll bring joy in you. And you'll be like me. You'll bubble up inside like a spring. It's that living water God puts in us. It just boils up. And you'll run out and want to tell, I got saved. I got saved. You'll tell everybody. Tell your family. And they'll go, oh, yeah, right. I know what happened to me.
Thank
now
you,
they
Jesus.
Believe. Now they know. Now they can see. It lasted. It stuck. It stayed. I'm with Jesus. He's with me. He lives in here. Glory to God.
Yes.
And how he wants to live in
Praise
you, though.
God.
He wants to live in your heart. He wants you to accept
yes.
the mercy that he died to give you. Tonight, hallelujah, God, if you just get off your high horse for just a minute and look at your life, and you'll find something that's lacking in it without Jesus Christ. You'll find that peace that you can't find. You'll find that joy that evades you. Glory to God. You can find such happiness
Amen.
In the Lord that you can't
yes.
find it in nothing else. Nowhere on earth can you find the joy that Jesus Christ died for. Mm-hmm. He said he would give us unspeakable.
Amen.
Unspeakable.
Yes.
You can't even tell nobody how good it is. That's how good the joy that God wants to give you. So when you get to crying out tonight, say before you go to bed, and you decide to get down and pray a while, you say, well, I'm going to try it just to be the try it from your heart, not your mouth. That's number one. God hears enough of our lip service to it. But when he sees it comes from here, you're going to touch him with his garment once and for all. And that healing, merciful power is going to come into you. And you're going to feel things change. Your mind's going to be different. You don't see things like you did. Everything don't make you mad. Everything don't trip your trigger. Oh, you can be driving down the road and having to shoot people or birds or something to drive and all that. That leads you. And you can have joy. You can have peace. You can have security in knowing that if I die tonight, I'll be in heaven in the morning. I'll take my last breath here and take my first breath there. Because praise God, I've got Jesus. Friend, I want that for you. I want that. I long for that for you. I want to see people walking around with their heads up and a smile on their face.
Amen.
How you doing, brother? Pretty good, sister. All the time. Why? Because I'm tired of seeing them frown. I'm tired of seeing them look like they're in misery. Look like they got a bad toothache all the time. Walk around, look at you like you done something wrong, and all you did was walk by. We can quit that, and we can get back to the happy place America was founded. Don't tell our government this. It's founded on freedom of religion. That was what it really founded on, than taxation without representation. They love to say that. But it's freedom of religion that drove it. Because they wanted to tell them how to worship, who to worship, what denomination to be in, all this stuff. And we got the freedom to choose. If you choose Jesus, you choose wisely. You choose the rest.
Amen.
You're not going to make it into heaven, friend. We come
right.
to do this. You know, I've been with Sister Betty for several years now on this broadcast. Brother Yearwood, before he passed.
Amen.
And we do this because we want to see souls change. And you think about it, I may never see you. I may never know you. I may never know your name, where you're from, all that. But when you come into Jesus Christ, you become my brother or my sister.
Amen.
And it's forever. We're in the family of
yeah.
God together. But praise God, please come in. Don't deny him. And don't throw him
Amen.
Away. Because these opportunities are going to get fewer and fewer as the days go by. Y'all
Amen.
All see it. They're trying to do with everything good. Just do away with it. I'm telling you, good will overcome evil if we get a hold of it just right. It overcome
Amen.
It in me. It overcome it in you, friend. I love you. And I just pray the peace of God be upon you. I ask God right now, Jesus, I ask you, Lord, if there's one out there tonight, God, that is convicted in any way, Father, that you'd move in their hearts tonight, that you'd let them know that peace and joy of Jesus Christ being their Savior. Now, you didn't come down to convict us or to beat us or to torment us or to torture us, but you come down with the compassion. You come down with love, and you died to give us freedom from sin, freedom from evil, freedom from anger and wrath and malice and hatred and violence.
Oh.
And dear God, the only way to be free is through and by you. And Lord, I ask you,
yes.
one cries out this morning, please hear them, God. Please go to them quickly.
Yes, Lord.
And save their souls. I ask it in the name of Jesus, giving
Jesus.
You the glory, the honor forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, that's what life's about. If we can help each other get closer to God, we've done what God wanted us to do on this earth. We're to
yes.
represent Jesus. You can't do it without him, friend. So pray to God you get a hold of him. Sister Betty, I'll turn it back to you for a while.
Praise the Lord. Good message. We're going to have Tim come around and sing some songs that just worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with us. Seeing if he can get it up here.
It's funny how we do it. The hard in the lives we plan for success and time that pain right by. It just doesn't work that way. God has a different plan. He works in ways we never see beyond the scope of man. When the journey takes a detour unexpectedly, and I try to accept and understand what it all means. When I press to show the world what I really believe, I will trust you, Lord. When my heart begins to sink because I feel I'm so afraid, I'm a soul cries out, Lord, how long can I keep this a thing? In the fiercest part of battle, when my feet don't want to stay, I will trust you, Lord. I will trust you, Lord. In my life. I may not understand it and even question why. What good could ever come from it has even crossed my mind. But God's teaching me I rest purely in His care, and the surrender service leads. When the journey takes an turn, unexpectedly, and a thought to accept and understand what it all means. When I press to show the world, when I really believe, I will trust You more. When my heart begins to faint because I see a life so great, and my soul cries out, oh Lord, how long can I keep this at bay? In the fiercest part of battle, when my feet don't want to stay, I will trust You more. I will trust You more in my life.
Praise the Lord.
The woman pressing through the crowd, blind man who cries so loud, 12 men in a boat in a storm, bound they to trust the Lord. The widow whose son was raised, the leprous man who gave him praise, they all realized one day they can trust the Lord. God will always make a way where none seems to be. He still reigns upon His throne, watching you and me. So when your world is falling apart, you can stand upon the Word. God never fails, and He can't lie. You can trust the Lord. When your body suffers pain, God will make you well again, and you will find that more and more you can trust the Lord. When your money's all gone and the bills are due, the car needs fixing and you do too, God will make the angels free. You can trust the Lord. God will always make a way where love seems to be. He still reigns upon His throne, watching you and me. So when your world is falling apart, you can stand upon the Word. God never fails, and He can lie. You can trust the Lord. So when your world is falling apart, you can stand upon the Word. God never fails, and He can't lie. You can trust the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Yes. Praise
the
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise Your name, Lord.
If as you meet the Savior on your journey home, you encounter shadows that cause your life to end, you can gain His love and favor on the pilgrim road, on the place you trust and trust in Him. Place your hand in Jesus as you travel along, He'll lift that burden He bears. When clouds around you linger, making your life today, then you are stooped in sorrow, all the trust in Him. He can lead you through tomorrow. All the trust in Him, keep believing. Our faith will start to vanish. Our talk becomes to vanish. Oh, trust in Him. Many are the conflicts in this rough and weary land. When you win this battle, you must first begin. Give it up and let the Savior take you by the hand. Only place your trust in Him. Place your hand in Jesus as you travel along. He'll lift that burden to you there. When lessening shadows gather, when clouds around you linger, take heed your life today. Say you are steeped in sorrow, all the trust in Him. He can lead you through tomorrow, all the trust in Him. Keep believing, our faith will start to vanish. Our trials become to vanish, only trust in Him. Only trust in Him.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
You know how it feels to know something's missing, and here is still small boy that you just keep it missing. You know how it feels to be troubled inside, the main just for you all because someone dies. You know how it feels when he knocks to surrender, have you just washed away, never to be remembered, and know that it's real. Tell it is, you know how it feels, and how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your Heavenly Father, on every day. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? Laying hell on your pillow, we stop. I know that it's new, ain't it good to know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melted? And tears started flowing the moment you felt it. Do you know how it feels? You know you've been pain, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels? Wherever he goes, you still get a feeling that you're not home, though it may be true. Tell me, you know how it feels, and how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your Heavenly Father, owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? Lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Ain't it good to know how it feels?
I'm only listening for Brother Ivan out there. He wants to hear this, and I'll make it by grace.
I live each day in victory because of the one who lives in me. I found every call that he ever made. Jesus will keep. Walk by my side in desert dry. Run me and help me when I cry. So let me sing you one more song in case I leave. I know how I made it. I made it by grace.
I know how I made it.
I know how I made it.
I made it by grace.
I made it by grace.
God's children are leaving one by one. Passing this way and going home. The time doesn't come, we know we don't have very long. But each one who stepped up on this shore, waving goodbye as they rejoice. Glory to God, well,
my nieces, three boys. They're over one a year apart. It's like 5, 6, 7. You know, and all of them sick right now. I think one of them's better. His fever's gone, but the other two still running fever. So remember them in your prayers. Remember my mother. She's been having a lot of trouble with her legs lately, weakening. Of course, she'd say 95, and that's to be expected, but I know God put strength back in. And I want to give a praise for it. I was coughing all day today. I've been coughing ever since last Tuesday. I went to the doctor on Thursday and or on Wednesday, and got medicine stuff, and couldn't even go to church Sunday. I couldn't hardly get my breath, coughing. And I was so scared, I come down here and I said, I'm going to do for you, God, if you'll help me. I never coughed a time. And to think about what God can do, if we distrust him, just like the Bible, if we distrust him and delight herself in doing something for God, He'll give you the strength, the power to get anything you can do for God.
Amen.
Anything you put before you, you can do it. And I want to praise Him and thank Him tonight for helping me.
Amen.
Remember, my brother-in-law, Freddie, he's been having a lot of trouble, Freddie Lindley. I think he's doing some better now, but he's had a whole lot of problems. He lost his hearing for a while, and now he said he's getting part of his hearing back. There's so much been wrong with him. So many has won at church that been on my heart real bad. You got things that troubles her life, and it's hard to deal with. And I know she has problems with it and all this. And just remember the people that go to church with us up at Nick's Chapel.
Yeah.
They're great people. Like when I was sick, I had three or four of them call me in one day to see how I was doing. So, you know, we're trying to teach, we're a family, we love each other. That's what it's about in God. If we love each other, I'm telling you what, there ain't nothing can whip us. Because we stand with God, and God stands with us. Remember, the sick and afflicted in the hospitals, the nursing homes, the prisons, jails. Remember them. Remember all these kids, like at St. Jude's Hospital, all of them with them little kids with cancer. And little Landon, his friend, that's been battling it so hard for so long. I just pray God has mercy on him, just takes that out of their bodies. And what was that one's name that went down to Florida and got treatments down there?
Dora and Jay.
Yeah, remember Dora.
They really
need prayer. They need prayer. Remember Brother Don? I know he's run down half the time where he goes and goes and goes for God. He can't say no if it comes to doing something for God. And that's why if we all had a heart like that, I thought, what could we accomplish for God if we had a heart like Don Harris has? That he can't say no. He wants to go do for God constantly, runs himself to the ground, going and going and going and going and preaching and preaching and preaching. And that's the desire we ought to have to please God.
Amen.
If you have that desire, you've truly got God in your heart. Because that's what it's about. I pray for all the pastors, preachers out here. It's a great and a mighty job that's on them. And it's a lot of prayer, a lot of prayer time that they spend praying for the people in their churches and praying for the ones that live around the church that don't go to church and stuff. So just remember all the pastors, the preachers, the ones that get out and evangelize and all that, because they truly need prayer to strengthen them, God, to just fortify them up, because the devil's going to fight them every step of the way. Now I'll turn it back to you. Remember, you and Tim, of course, y'all been sick, but I believe God's going to move on you. I believe he's already moving on you. And if we believe and we trust, he said he'd give you the desire of your heart. So it has to come fast, because I believe it. I trust God for it.
Amen.
I'll let you do the rest of it.
So let's remember John, my cousin up in Ohio. He just got out of the hospital, and now he's found out today that he has COVID. So remember him. And remember Ann Hagen. She needs healing in her body. Her daughter, Melissa, needs a miracle from God. She's on hospice, and she needs a miracle from God. Just remember Mike Fitzgerald, that God will touch him in his body. Let's pray for Connie and Bernard. They're very sick right now. And let's remember Betty Vandergriff. She's got cancer all through her body. And let's pray for Jeanette. She needs healing in her body. Angela and family, they said they need prayer. Let's remember little Janice. She's still sick and needs healing. Travis's baby needs healing. I think it has RSV.
I don't know.
Let's remember Steve and Betty Miller. Sister Betty lost her son just here recently, so remember that. Pray for them. And let's remember my cousin that had the her family. She's passed away. Remember her family, the Ball family and the Wooten family. And thank God I got to see her at one of the family family get-togethers here a while back, so thank God for that. She lived in North Carolina, and she's went on to be with the Lord now, and to just remember all of the family and just remember Angie Yates that has an unspoken request. Remember the Justice family. They lost their 11-year-old son.
No.
And let's remember Mickey. She needs prayer. April and family needs prayer. Harold, Eloise, and Rick need prayer. Let's remember little Briley and little Braylon that are sick. They have strep throats. Remember them. And let's pray for all the shut-ins, all the, like Brother Miles said, all the ones in the nursing homes and the hospitals, prisons. There's just so much to pray for out there. Pray for a little lady named Jane that needs God to move in her situation. As we go to church with her, real sweet lady. Let's pray for her son that's on drugs. And I think his name is Arlen. Her daughter that won't come around her, let's pray for her that she'll, you know, change and come on back around her mom and have something to do with her. Because Jane needs somebody to help take care of her. She's in her 80s, so. There's just so much to pray about. There's always some prayers coming in, you know, where people need something of the Lord. So just lift up all these prayer requests. God knows every single one of them. And Brother Miles, you want to just take us into the prayer there? And
yes. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus tonight, God, to lift up all these that are sick and afflicted, God. A lot of them with cancer, a lot of them got COVID, strep throat, there's so much sickness coming. And the sickness comes, Lord, because there's so much unbelief in this world we're in by. The devil's in trouble every single day out here. But dear God, tonight we're rebuking him in the name of Jesus. We ask the healing mercy of God to be upon these people, God. Whether they're on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio or the ones we've spoken of, God, there's so many people tonight that are depending on you for merciful healing to come on, Lord. To raise them up in their lives, Father God, to set their feet on that solid rock of Jesus Christ, to help them overcome whatever sickness is upon them. The world says that you're the Lord that healed all our diseases, Lord. So we depend on you. We trust you, Lord. I don't trust doctors, but I do trust you, Lord. I know that you are.
The ones that are in the jails and the prisons,
God, you can set them free, even if they're behind bars. You can forgive their souls. Let them live a different life, Lord. And you got to ask to move on our government. Help our government lead us in a righteous way, not the way that makes you money. The ways that would help more people, Lord.
Lord,
as you're going to be with all these protesters around,
Lord,
don't even know what to say, God. Want everyone to heal, Lord.
Family,
we ask the Lord to change their hearts
and
to bring them into the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. Lord, it's undone to you in this world. Lord, ask tonight to move on back to God and sit and be with you until the Lord has ministry work for you, God. Ask to give them strength in their body, healing in their body.
Lord, just pray for all the other ones.
Well, thank you for the and the lungs we can heal them, God. The coffin is in the
Help us to reach the truth word of God, Lord, that you multiply. Help us to reach the crevices of life. Help us bring our loved ones in darkness. In the name of Jesus, all the things that in the name of Jesus.
As you move on Lord, and move on her, miracle God reigns through her, Father God. And Lord, move on the man and his friend who's been bad to this cancer so long. God, please take that from this baby. All of these ones in the hospital that are suffering others need to ask for raise us
and you in advance, Lord,
and I ask you, Lord, to let the people that
pray
God this share the world, man.
Get a hold of you, Lord,
and trust
in you, and that they'll trust in you, for
this man
is found
out about how much God loves us, how much
he
desires to stay with us, and not see us suffering and going into heaven. So, Father,
you
I ask that you move and bless this ministry, God, that it keeps reaching
yes,
out to the world.
We can get Ron's church, touch Brother Ron, Lord, and all the other ministers,
yes.
Lord, that are in
yes,
your
touch
name.
All of them in this church.
To touch all these
dear God,
churches.
Please, and bless them, Father. Just give them merciful hand of God upon them at all times. We glorify and thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray
you,
and praise you for it all.
Yes.
Give you the glory.
Praise
your name, Jesus. Holy Brother Miles,
anything else to add to
it,
Brother Miles?
No, I don't think I can after I preached as long as I did.
Okay.
I was so worried about that. That just amazes me how good God is. And we don't take time. A lot of people don't take time to recognize the goodness of God when he has mercy and helps you. And he helps you.
Amen.
I didn't
yes.
cough any. And I've coughed all day, all evening, was worried to death about it, and I just went to, got down there and prayed and didn't cough a time. That's my God. That's the one I'm preaching about, people. That's the one that loves you.
Amen.
And he can do what he does for me, he'll do for you. He loves us that much.
Amen.
Glory
I just
to God.
Get... I just want to give a praise report. I went to the doctor on Tuesday, and my sugar had been up to 12, almost 12. It was 11 point something. And, that's pretty bad. And the Lord has just touched me and brought it down to almost a 6. So I just give him all the praise and all the glory. Nothing is too hard for God if we just commit to him and submit ourselves to him, to delight ourselves in him and trust in him and believe that
Amen.
He can do what he says he can do, then we can have whatever we ask for. The
That's
Lord
it.
Will give it to us. The Lord will heal our body and just meet our needs. And I praise him and I thank him for what he's done for me. And they said my thyroid was good this time, so I praise God for that. But
he's a good guy.
We're just gonna say goodnight a little bit early tonight, and just continue to pray for all of us that have these cold problems and throat problems. It's hard to talk a lot without coughing, and just pray for all the ones that are battling that, and we're just going to say that we love everybody. We thank God for all of you, and thanks for tuning in and worshiping the Lord with us. And we just want to say that we enjoy everybody coming in and taking part, and we appreciate every one of you. You guys don't know how much you mean to us by praying for us and coming in and joining us. So we're just going to say goodnight tonight, and we just say go with God and he will go with you. And
Amen.
We'll be back on Monday for Brother Don Harris's broadcast at 6 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. And then we'll be back on Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. So just join us for Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Jerwood on Thursday night. So good night.
Yes.
God bless. We love y'all.
Good night, everybody out there. God bless. And just go with
Amen.
God. He'll always be with you.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless. Love y'all.